Across the state, election clerks have mailed out more than 1.1 million absentee ballots. With the surge in COVID-19 cases, absentee voting is on the minds of a lot of people ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. In Walworth County, at least one person received a ballot without enough postage to cover the cost of returning it. WUWM spoke with Reed Magny with the Wisconsin Elections Commission about steps voters should take to make sure absentee ballots are properly marked and returned. He says the postage issue shouldn't be a problem.
So it's really not an issue because the post office will deliver your absentee ballot back to your clerk's office, whether or not it has any postage on it. If most clerks put postage on their envelopes, or some of them will, enclose a stamp with it. And if you're returning it by mail, they ask you to use the stamp. If you're hand delivering it, they ask you to return the stamp. But even if they didn't put any postage on it, the post office will return that ballot to the clerk and they'll just charge the clerk for that postage.
I guess I'm wondering, in these highly politicized times where people are wondering if, their ballots and their votes are actually going to count, what are some things that people should really be looking out for then?
So, the most important thing to look for when you're returning your absentee ballot is to make sure that you have signed the certificate envelope and that your witness has signed and your witness has provided an address. Those are the three really critical things. Just about everything else will be okay. People will contact us or contact their clerk if the clerk's initials are in the wrong place on the ballot itself. If you turn your ballot over, there's a place where the clerk initials the ballot and there's a couple of different boxes, and sometimes it'll be in the right box and sometimes it'll be in the wrong box. Please don't worry about that. The different boxes are just sort of an administrative creation of our own. It doesn't say, the law doesn't say it has to be in a specific box. It just, clerk has to initial it. If your clerk forgot to initial it, that's something you might want to contact your clerk's office about. But people worry about, is the return address on the envelope correct? And you don't need to worry about that either.
How would people know this? What should they do if they get a ballot and to them it feels as though something is amiss, something is wrong?
They should contact their municipal clerk's office, your town clerk, village clerk, city clerk, whichever you get. There should be a phone number or information with your ballot. If you have any questions, they are in the best position to first answer your questions about it, whether or not there is actually something wrong. If there is some kind of a problem, they're in the best, they are the ones who would send you a new ballot. Sometimes people will contact us and say, I can't get the glue on the envelope to stick, and they got these instructions not to tape it. If I tape it, will my ballot not count? That's not exactly correct either. If your ballot got somehow ripped open in the mail on the way back and somebody tried to tape it, that would be a clue that there was something wrong. But if the glue on your envelope doesn't stick right and you put a piece of tape on it to make sure it's okay, your ballot's still gonna count. People are not out there looking to disenfranchise voters. The only way that a ballot wouldn't count is if, again, you don't have your signature, your witness's signature, or your witness's address. It would have to be something like that you somehow would not be qualified to vote because you weren't 18 years old, you weren't a US citizen, or you were currently serving a felony conviction. Those are the sorts of things that keep people's ballots from being counted. I can tell you the people at your municipal clerk's office who are in charge of getting the ballots back and making sure they get counted, they want every vote to count. They want every legitimate vote to count.